The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You know, I think they need to update the lyrics to that song for this year, since there is no snow, because there is no snow. Anyway, hi again, everybody, and welcome back to the Local Hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 1400 AM KSPT, 97.1 FM KSPT, North Idaho's radio right here in slightly soggy Sandpoint. It is Thursday. We call this North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and it is December the 21st, meaning it is the winter solstice. And still, down here in the valley, we have no snow, or very little snow. We had a couple of good storms in the last month, but nothing in the last week or so, and really not a lot in the foreseeable future, unless things change. There is like a 20 to 25% chance of some snow in Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry area on Christmas evening. So I got to be rooting for that. But anyway, it is the winter solstice, and I promise snow will come. I also promise we've got a pretty good show for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly visit with our good friend Heather Upton. She is the Arts and Historic Preservation Officer with the City of Sandpoint. Today, Heather will be discussing all the latest with her department. And in our second segment, I believe we'll have Justin Dick and Keely Gray from the Bonner General Health Foundation. They'll join us once again, as they do about once a month, and we'll be talking about the upcoming Heart Ball and how you can get involved, even though it's a good month or so away. And in our final segment, we will welcome in Steve and Noah from the Bonner Gospel Mission. We'll find out what the latest with the Gospel Mission is and tell you about their annual Christmas dinner, which is free. It's coming up on Christmas Day, which is, by the way, next Monday, guys. Yeah, you gotta get your shopping done if you haven't. Next week, we've got some special programming for you. On Wednesday would normally be Common Law with Art Beislein, but he is out of town next week. So my daughter, Ricky, who I used to do Ricky's Top 10 with right here on KSPT and KBFI for about 5 years every Wednesday, but she is going to be in town, so just put those two things together, and we will have a special holiday edition of Ricky's Top 10 next Wednesday, right here on these stations, and then our regular programming on Thursday as well. So really looking forward to Christmas week coming up. Also looking forward to the 12 Days of Christmas is happening at Finnan McDonald in downtown Sandpoint. Today's Thursday, December 21st. They have all luggage, purses, and wallets 25% off. And they have, at their 12 Days of Christmas, a 25% off special each day of the 12 Days of Christmas. They've already done skirts and dresses and jewelry and hats and robes and men's pants and women's pants and outerwear and footwear. But I'm not going to tell you what Friday and Saturday is, but I can tell you that Sunday, Christmas Eve, any one item, all those aforementioned items, any one of them, you get 25% off. So that's only at Finnan McDonald Clothing Company on First Avenue, downtown Sandpoint. What else is going on? A mall and the Night Visitors is being performed by the Music Conservatory's Bel Canto Annual Christmas Concert, and that is happening at the First Lutheran Church on Olive Avenue on today. Two showings today, one at 4 and a second performance at 6:30. I've heard nothing but good things about this performance. And that is, again, today, 4 and 6:30 at the First Lutheran Church in Sandpoint. So just bring the whole family down. Donations are welcome, but there's no admission, so you could do that. At Schweitzer, there is skiing, and you can ski with Santa tomorrow and Saturday, 23rd and 24th. So tomorrow is the 22nd. I'm reading Sandpoint Online here. But anyway, it's tomorrow and Saturday, and catch Santa with Mrs. Claus between 1 and 3:30. That doesn't sound right, catching Santa with Mrs. Claus. I'm just reading this thing. Anyway, they'll be there at Schweitzer tomorrow from 1 until 3:30 and be cruising around the beginner intermediate run, so get your picture taken and hang out with Santa and Mrs. Claus. For more information, go to Schweitzer.com. All right. Lots of other things going on in and around the area Christmas-wise and stuff. So probably the thing to do is go to sandpointonline.com and check it all out. Today here on the show, we'll be checking out, we'll be checking in actually with Heather Upton from the city of Sandpoint, talking about the arts and historic preservation, what's going on with her. And a second segment, we'll be talking about the BGH Heart Ball coming up, presented by BGH Health Foundation. And in our final segment today, we welcome Steve and Noah from the Bonner Gospel Mission. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
The Murphy Bed is a truly instant guest bed. You can convert it from a handsome cabinet to a comfy queen bed in less than a minute. When it's all closed, it takes up less than 10 square feet of floor space with a gel memory foam mattress. Perfect for a loft area, bonus room, or rental property. Offered in several styles and finishes, it's easy to use, easy to love. Visit our 30,000 square feet of home furnishings and flooring. Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One. We're unique, we're different, and we're worth the drive.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
I bet you folks are glad to be done with your shopping. Hopefully, all your gifts went well. But there's one last store to visit, this time just for yourself. Your chance to get one of the top-rated Samsung, LG, or Sony TVs at a crazy low price. Where? At Video Only's year-end clearance sale. A great way to end the year. If you don't check out these deals at Video Only, you'll be sorry.
I had an important job. And it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless. You know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
North Idaho's radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Wednesday here on the first day of winter. It's the winter solstice here today, and we are joined, as we are once a month, on this particular edition of North Idaho Thursday. From the City of Sandpoint Arts and Historic Preservation Office, we have Heather Epton with us. Heather, how are you?
I'm good. So excited to be here.
It's so great to have you here. I know you've got little kids and stuff, and
I do.
Are you guys ready for Christmas?
We
it's
are.
A couple of days away.
I can't believe it. I think everybody feels this way, but particularly with kids, it's a full-time job. So you have, you know, the management of the advent calendars, the shelf, elf on the shelf, you know, making sure all the decorations, all those wonderful things are done.
And that the presents are hidden.
Yeah, presents are hidden all over the house.
Yeah, well, that's great. And it's I know that this weekend we'll all totally get into the holiday spirit because it's here whether we're ready or not. But with the lack of snow,
yeah.
Like this happens every few years around
it's
here.
It's been interesting, but I do have to celebrate the driving conditions. So
yeah, exactly. It's like I was just telling you during the break, I have to go to Spokane this weekend
yep.
and pick somebody up. I'm like, thank goodness we're not getting...
exactly, ice and all sorts of bad weather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we record this on Wednesday afternoon. I just want to make that perfectly clear because it's the time you can clear your schedule to get here.
Yes.
And of course city council meetings
yeah.
are on a Wednesday evening.
Yes.
So is there anything coming up with your department that's pretty vital to this meeting tonight?
Absolutely. I love being dramatic, but it really is the moment that we've all been waiting for. At least I have in this position. And so tonight I'm presenting with alongside the city planner, Amy Tweeten, and this is a presentation for next steps for the new suggested design overlays for downtown and the local historic district. This was council directed for staff to move forward on these things. And so we're just sharing with council how that will look. And of course, whenever you start entering into something like this, it's kind of starting from the very beginning, as in like going back and making sure that we have major public opinion. And so that starts with like a survey, and then we do workshops. And for this, we're suggesting surveys and then workshops with the communities, but we're going to be having workshops with council, planning and zoning, and Historic Preservation Commission. We're going to be working with experts at the State Historic Preservation Office. There's going to be a deep, deep process of further understanding to make sure that any reflection of change in code completely embodies protecting our community character and our historic buildings and all the things that we love from our past, but making sure that we're able to make room and move forward and organically kind of move into the future.
Yeah. And preserving the past, I think, is super important to at least longtime locals around here.
Oh, my gosh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like... I didn't grow up here, so I'm just a fan of everyone that did. And I've studied all of their family history. And so I'm kind of a groupie of Sandpoint. I like to think of myself as that. One thing that we did talk about this last time, and this is a misnomer nationally when it comes to preservation, but we have a national registry district here, which is like okay. really exciting and wonderful. But it is recognition only. So what that means is that it's not protecting our historic buildings. So at any point, our history is at risk of being completely demolished, and there's nothing that the city can do about it. There has been efforts and lots of talk about wanting to do a local historic district, which is the only way you can protect historic buildings in ordinance according to the state statute of Idaho. And so it's really exciting that I get to help hopefully bring this through the finish line and be able to actually do that and save our buildings, save our history.
Wow.
With all the great work of our community, the Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation Commission, and honoring all the Historic Preservation Commission members from the past, too.
Again, I will make it clear that this meeting, that the City Council meeting was last night, and this is airing on Thursday.
Yep.
It's just to accommodate your schedule, and that's the only reason we can do it this way.
Someday, maybe I'll be on live.
Well, you've got a little guy to take care of on Thursdays too. So that's super important, but you want to make that very clear. And can people see this at the city website or find out more about your story?
Yeah, the council packet's posted. And I have a really wonderful website. So if you go on sandpointidaho.gov, I have created a arts, culture, and historic preservation link that talks about all of our programs, what we do, who we are. But I actually created a different one, and it's under planning and zoning links that just talks about historic preservation. And it's really neat because it covers historic preservation in the past, all of the things that we've done and what we've wanted to do and where we are right now. And I think it's a really great tool. It also talks about orchids and onions, which is through Preservation Idaho. So any like honorary moments that we've had for preservation. So it's a really comprehensive website to further understand that about our community.
And again, people go to sandpoint.idaho.
Sandpointidaho.gov.
Sandpointidaho.gov.
Yeah. Okay. And it's under planning and zoning. There's a link there.
Very good.
Then it's under Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation Commission, too. I've kind of embedded it all over the website.
Excellent. So, and I say this every month, you are absolutely the perfect person for your position at the city because you are so into the history of Sandpoint. You know, spends time just walking around town going, look at that building. Oh, I wonder who lived there.
I love it. And I feel so lucky to be able to have this job. It's amazing. And I get to work with such phenomenal people. So.
Yeah. That's great. And one thing I want to say before we go is your friends at the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum have been in touch, and they are wanting to have a float or of some sort in the Winter Carnival
Parade. Oh, fabulous.
There have been some people wondering, are we having a Winter Carnival
parade?
Of course there's Winter Carnival. It is not necessarily a chamber event, but the parade is. And
terrific.
Yeah, we're doing it.
I think it's definitely part of our community character.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad people are putting floats together and participating in it. Yeah, it's a really wonderful celebration.
I'm meeting with them this afternoon to discuss what they would like to do. So, and we'll just see how it goes there and take it from there. Heather, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family and everybody over at the city. And I'm still hoping for snow, whether it hurts your commute or not.
I'll survive. Look forward to seeing you in the new year.
Absolutely. And with that, we're going to take our second break. When we come back, we have folks here from the Bonner General Health Foundation, and we'll be talking a little bit about the upcoming Heart Ball, so stick around.
Ready for a change of pace? The Washington Air National Guard offers high caliber training in career fields from medical to maintenance and everything in between. Immediately access state tuition assistance and subsidized health insurance, all while serving 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. Select jobs eligible for a bonus up to $15,000. Contact your local Air National Guard recruiting at 509-981-3217. The Washington Air National Guard. Build a career. Serve your community.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Another year in the books at Taylor & Sons, and we have a lot to be grateful for. Taylor & Sons and Chevrolet have just announced an early Christmas present for those considering a new Silverado 1500 truck. It's been some time since I've drafted an advertisement such as this, but right now, closeout 2023 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 models are sale priced as much as $10,000 off MSRP. Taylor & Sons is clearing out our remaining 2023 Silverado 1500s and just announced increased year-end rebates coupled with substantial Taylor & Sons discounts has new 2023 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 trucks as much as $10,000 off MSRP. When driving by our dealership, it's apparent that Taylor & Sons is back in the business of having the most popular models in stock and ready for delivery today. You can view our entire inventory of closeout 2023 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 trucks online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own Restore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the Restore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
Eleanor's diagnosis is acute myeloid leukemia.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Immediately when we got here, you get a nurse that walks around with you like for the first 3 days you're here to kind of give you the lay of the land and where to go. They know you're already drowning from the news that you're getting and why you're here. So they don't want you to have to figure stuff out by yourself. I know like you're here and you're not supposed to be happy or you're not supposed to smile, but it's hard not to when there's this giant community of strangers all working towards one goal. It doesn't matter where they come from, it doesn't matter what they believe, they are all fighting to end childhood cancer, and I think that's something that should be celebrated.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
All right, we are back. Our second segment here today in North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and joined once again today by Justin Dick and Keeley Gray, both of them not strangers to this particular program. They're from the Bonner General Health Foundation. At least that's the hat they're wearing today. And talking about the upcoming Heart Ball, which is the 16th annual, I believe, Heart Ball, and it is February 3rd.
Good memory.
And Justin, why don't you jump in here and tell us what, in 16 years, what is the purpose of the Heart Ball and what is it all about?
You bet. So this one's really near and dear for two different reasons. The 16th year, if anybody knew Jack Parker in our community, a longtime community member, great community service, raised amazing people and anybody around him that he touched, he really instilled, you know, community service and values and principles and how special Sandpoint was. So Jack passed away here earlier this year, and we are holding this Heart Ball in his honor. For those of you guys that don't know Jack, Jack was one of the original board of directors, one of three, who was instrumental in the purchase of getting the hospital built. Back in 1964 with the Hill-Burton Act, Jack was able to secure a loan through one of the grants that the government was giving out, which gave them enough equity to build the hospital. And the reason that was important was Jack always believed in two things. If you want a successful community, you have to have amazing healthcare and you have to have amazing education. And that's the route he went. He went on to be on the board of directors for the next 50 years. People know
50
him.
50 years.
50 years. He was also a charter member of the Sandpoint Rotary Club, the Elks. I mean, the guy lived and breathed Sandpoint.
I was at Jalapeno's the other day and sitting in one of the booths with a couple of my kids having lunch. And there's a picture, and I was looking at the names of, you know, I mean, just these Sandpoint names. And there's Jack Parker standing in front of what was originally the Elks Club. Now it's Jalapeno's. It's like, how old was that? I mean, the picture looks like it's about 130 years old. It's like, it's incredibly. So it couldn't have been a better, more Sandpoint local person than Jack.
Yeah, it's a very fitting tribute. And I think the second part of this is really great is, as you know, last year we raised money to get a second mammography machine. Mm-hmm. The need was so great. We had about 1,200 people in the queue waiting to get a mammogram. And there's only one way to fight cancer, and that's through early detection. And so this year we're raising money to purchase a second endoscope. So the endoscope's a device that's got many, many roles. Some of those roles include the detection of colon, esophagus, and stomach cancer, as well as polyps, tumors, inflammation, and ulcers. The cool part about this, we have one set at the hospital right now. The addition of this second set is going to be able to use in surgery. We can also use it in the surgical department as well, too. It ends up going down the other side. It goes down your throat as well, so they can start to take a look. But the efficiency that's created with this is very similar to the mammography machine, where we can get you can get patients in and out, right? We can go from having a 2 or 3 week wait to getting in and out in 5 days, which ultimately leads to better patient care and better health outcomes as well for those patients.
So Keely, if you don't mind jumping in here, with all of that having been said, how does the HeartBall raise money to purchase something like that?
Oh my goodness. So I am relatively new to this role. I started in September with big shoes to fill with Molly Behrens. And it has just been such an amazing ride to kind of see how our community rallies around Bonner General Health. And so I've been really blessed to see that support firsthand with all of our sponsors that we've been getting. And just to kind of give a shout out to a few that have been here.
Absolutely.
Pierce Auto is a consistent one. Donna Hutter, she was also a sponsor for our Find Your Strength race.
Real quick, shout out Donna Hutter. She is one of the hardest working people in this community, 6 days a week. Over at Bazaar. I mean, she would be there 7 days a week if they were open 7 days a week.
Oh, yeah. So we owe Donna a lot. So we have to make sure that she's mentioned all the time. Lighthouse, which has been a consistent supporter of ours for many, many years. Ting, as always, they're always involved in the community, which is so amazing. Washington Trust, Justin Vineyards, Laughing Dog, McDuff's, Kathy Marietta, and Bruce Enhe. And then we also had an anonymous donor this year from the bottom of their hearts that donated a great deal of funds for us to get a really good start on this. So that donor knows who they are, and we really, really appreciate them.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we got a month or so away still for the HeartBall. What can people do now to help you guys out?
Get your tickets, buy a table.
We just sent out roughly 200 invitations. We've got more to send out. If you're a business, we are still looking for sponsors. We've got all sorts of marketing benefit leading up to the HeartBall, sponsoring a table, sending your employees, your friends, your family, your neighbors, and just to set the stage a little bit. So we will transform the entire fairgrounds. It will not look like the fairgrounds. No offense to the fairgrounds, but
it's a fairground.
What we end up doing to it with our ceiling and the piping tray, it is a heck of a lot of work. But we'll have a 3-course meal that's provided by Pack River, by the Pack River store. If anybody knows or doesn't know them, you better go find out. Alex and Brittany do an amazing job. We've got a full bar. We've got dancing. We've got a live auction. We just got some of our auction packages, and I know I'm not supposed to share too much, but like there's one on here that looks insane, and it's a bucket list trip that includes potential of going to either Singapore, Japan, South Africa. Bob, when was the last time you went to Dubai?
Probably in another lifetime.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. It looks like a lot of fun. So we've got that, and you know, we spend a lot of time with patients, with people who have been blessed or been touched by Bonner General Health, who have shared their story and shared why the endoscope was important to them, or shared why Jack Parker was important to them. And we'll have some video vignettes that we'd like to share with the community that evening as well, too. If they don't get at your heartstrings about this work that the foundation does, and specifically the staff over at BGH and what they do, I don't know if you've got much of a soul. But yeah, and then lastly, our often imitated but very rarely replicated our dessert auction as well. I think Brittany over at the Pack River store has done an amazing job. We have roughly 23 individual cake donors or dessert donors. I mean, every year these guys come out with the wildest desserts, and there is an auction, and you don't want to be the table that gets left without a dessert.
So how, Keely, you mentioned getting tickets. How do you do that? How much are they? Does it sell out, et cetera?
Usually it always sells out. Like I said, this is my first year. And so if you go to bonnergeneral.org and then you you click on the foundation link, there should be a tab up top. It'll take you to another link, which guides you to tickets. You can become a sponsor there. You can reserve a table there. And you can always reach out to me at Keely@bonnergeneral.org. And all of these are ways to get in there. Reach out to us at any time, bonnergeneral.org/foundation. Get your tables while you can. The list is growing and growing, and pretty soon I don't think there will be any left, and you do not want to miss this event.
Yeah, this I think one other thing that's special. Yesterday I was my last board meeting after almost 7 years. And I'm still going to work with the Hartball staff, the Hartball crew, and work on the transition.
Leaves right as I come in. I see how it is, yeah, Justin.
Grant Simmons from Coachava. You may also know him as a, he's a planning and zoning commissioner as well, too. These guys are in amazing hands. The board is just, I've been blessed to work with A-plus people for the last 7 years. The staff at BGH has really bought in over the course of the last three with our, We opened up a hometown health grants program here. We've given out roughly $150,000 over the last 3 years to departments and to what the staff needs. Not always do those items get budgeted for, or do we have the money at the hospital to do that? So it's great for our organization to step in and say, okay, we see the need, we see how you're going to use it, and we're going to help you get that piece of equipment or help you get the programming you need to be successful, which ultimately, again, this always leads to the same thing. Better patient care equals better patient outcomes.
Mm-hmm. And just to tag in, because me coming into this role has been really incredible, and Justin has been the best guide that I could have possibly ever had to start out in this position. He's been amazing. But coming in as an outsider and seeing the work that's been done under, not just in general, but also specifically under Justin's tenure, has been incredible. I worked with Lilo Video to work on our Hartball videos that are shown at the event, and we did what I called an impact report to kind of go over all of the things that the foundation has done for Bonner General, and it was absolutely outstanding, the work that's been done, the people, that the lives that have been touched. Like, it's just amazing, and it's a tremendous, tremendous testament to the hard work of our community and Justin specifically.
Well, thank you. And I, again, there no credit. We, working with these people has been absolutely amazing. We've been able to generate over $2 million in the last 6 or 7 years specific, getting pieces of equipment. We talked a little bit last time about the exoskeleton. That thing is ripping and
so
roaring
cool
right now. We've got all this, all the occupational therapists, the therapists have been trained up on it. They're level one, they're level two certification. And we got patients already coming all over. And we haven't even done the big piece of marketing to get it out to Washington, to get it to Montana, to get it to Southern Idaho. And we are the first and the only hospital in the entire state of Idaho to have this piece of equipment. So, yeah, it was a lot of work. And, again, I just thank the board members for putting up with me as long as they did. I know I've taken them down some crazy wormholes at some point, but all with the best intentions of serving this hospital that can better serve the community.
And, of course, going through COVID and being involved with the hospital and trying to pull, I remember when, you know, like all of the big major fundraisers around here is like the Hartball, how are we going to do the Hartball?
And we, that was like one of my favorite times ever, because it was scary. We didn't know how to move forward. We were rewriting, you know, a playbook on how to do a massive 300 person fundraiser where nobody gets in the same room together. Mm-hmm. And we pulled it off. That was one, they were a couple of our most successful years. And of course, last year we were able to get back in person. And the community rallied. I mean, this community rallies all the time. And that's what's special about us. You know, we really look inward for our nonprofits. Like, it's one thing to give to a, you know, like a JDRF, these monster, the Red Cross, and they all do amazing things. I'm not knocking them, but to actually see, like, every dollar that comes in, we have no overhead. We have no administrative costs. Like, every penny that we raise goes exactly to what we tell you it's going to go to. And we couldn't do that without the hospital's help. The hospital gives us just about everything we need to make it happen.
So Justin Dick, 7 years on the BGH Foundation board, and I didn't realize that you just had your last board meeting. What are you going to do with all of your spare time?
Oh, boy. I expect...
busiest guy I know.
I'm going to spend a few... I'll have some more office hours for city council, too. I think it's at that point. We've had a really great 2 years. I'm really proud of all the stuff we've been able to accomplish in that short amount of time. But there's a lot of stuff I want to do in the next 2 years. I don't know if I'll be running again, or I'll figure that out when it gets there. But the only way to get to that point is to keep pushing through, keep working for this community. There's been just so much good stuff. We had it was like a 6-hour meeting last night. Mm. But to see what we're finishing off the year with, it's just been awesome.
And real quick, we have another minute. 113 Main, you guys have been rocking there at your newest restaurant.
Yeah, thanks
for
bringing
that
up.
What is the holiday schedule for this weekend?
Yep, so we're going to be open. We'll be open the entire weekend. We'll be closed on Christmas Day, but we are open for Christmas Eve. If you don't have a reservation, still swing by. Swing by. We've been able to get people in, or come sit at the bar and we'll transition you over to a table. So if you don't have plans and you need something to do, give us a call, 208-946-5309. If not, just come swing down. I'm typically there like 7 o'clock in the morning until we get finished at night. So we'll have some there. We are open 3 to 9, 7 days a week.
It's unbelievable. For more information on Bonner General, you can always go to bonnergeneral.org, and it's a great website, and you can go to the foundation there, or for any of their services, what have you, that's going on at BGH. And you could buy your HeartBall tickets, and as Keeley was saying, they're going to go fast, so do that soon. And speaking of Keeley Gray, thanks for joining us again today. You're going to be again next week, because you and I have a lot to talk about coming
so
up.
Much. Yeah. So much.
We'll be talking about it. Justin Dick, thanks again for everything you do, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it, Bob.
Thanks,
Merry
Bob.
Christmas. We are going to take our final break today. When we come back, we have Steve and Noah from the Bonner Gospel Mission with us, and their mission this weekend is huge, so we'll learn all about it right after this.
You know what nobody misses? Dial-up internet. The same goes for monthly checking account fees. P1FCU's Ascend Checking is free. Plus, it has all sorts of free benefits, like remote deposit, credit score monitoring, and more. Meanwhile, some people are paying as much as $12 a month for their checking. Some things should just be free. Open your P1FCU Ascend Checking today at p1fcu.org/free. Insured by NCUA.
Liberty Mutual presents How to Get Ahead at Work.
It's simple. Just ask for a meeting with your supervisor. While you're discussing the latest sales reports, just slip into the conversation that you customized your home insurance with Liberty Mutual and saved hundreds. Whoa! The business savvy you showed saving hundreds of dollars on home insurance will have you running seminars on saving money in no time.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Based on recent survey of new customers who switched and saved, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Imagine having all the money you need for retirement, all the income, every month, guaranteed. That's Secure Future Investor, an indexed annuity tied to growth in the stock market, but without any risk of loss, ever. It's guaranteed money for life income, no matter how long you live. Call 888-509-2228. 888-509-2228. Sponsored by GP Agency, Inc., Raleigh, North Carolina. Licensed in all states. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
I bet you folks are glad to be done with your shopping. Hopefully, all your gifts went well. But there's one last store to visit. This time, just for yourself. Your chance to get one of the top-rated Samsung, LG, or Sony TVs at a crazy low price. Where? At Video Only's year-end clearance sale. A great way to end the year. If you don't check out these deals at Video Only, you'll be sorry.
I had an important job. And it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless. You know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had, it was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
I just want you for my own.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here today for North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by Steve and Noah from the Bonner Gospel Mission. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Noah, you are the director of training, I just learned, and Steve, the executive director. And Steve, why don't you jump in here and tell us, for anybody out in listener land who may not know, have maybe not heard of you guys, what do you do at Bonner Gospel Mission?
Well, Bonner Gospel Mission has been it's been in place for since 1987.
Okay,
and it's not a homeless shelter. It's a gospel mission, and we help guys that it's a men's mission.
Okay,
and we help guys that you know, are struggling with different things in their lives, but we give them a bed, food, showers. And they have to look for jobs, but most importantly, we give them the gospel. We want them to know Christ as their Savior, because we feel like that is something very foundational if they want to get their life back in order.
And with that having been said, Noah, the director of training, what is that training kicks in is doing what exactly?
Director in training.
In training. Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant you were like training the guys, you know, coaching them on how to apply for jobs and things like that.
We do that in the gospel, and we do help them find jobs. We have different resources available that allow us to kind of help them get connected, you know, and get a good foothold, you know, back into normal day life, because a lot of them come in with all kinds of different situations, you know, whether it be out of jail, maybe past substance abuse, just, you know, total destitute in some cases. We just help them regain their foothold and guide them, you know, using Christ as their light.
And I know that, you know, in downtown Spokane, it's a tremendous homeless problem, and we see that and hear it on the news basically daily. But a lot of people don't realize is there's over 100, just like almost 2,500 homeless people in the state of Idaho today. So you don't really think about right here in Idaho. And what else would people do here in North Idaho if they're homeless, if there wasn't or weren't people like you?
Well, right now it's very difficult because the housing prices are so high.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of jobs, but they don't make enough to be able to house. And so that's probably the biggest thing. All our guys have jobs right now.
Wow.
They're all working, impressive. But to be able to afford housing, you know, is we really stress them to save their money and to save up so they can get a place of their own. So it's not easy.
How long can they stay at the Bonner Gospel Mission? I mean, do you have rules like that?
We have rules, you know. It's a case-by-case situation.
Gotcha.
Some guys will stay longer because they're doing well. They're doing their chores. They're abiding by the rules. Other men might get lazy, and they don't want to work. But we need to, you know, no more than 6 months.
Oh, gotcha.
And we stress it. It's not long-term housing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not long-term housing here.
Of course, everybody's been talking, Christmas is right around the corner here. It is this Monday, and you guys have a special Christmas dinner that you do every year. Tell us about that.
Every year, we have a Christmas dinner, and it's our way of thanking the community.
Does Noah cook it? I'm just curious.
I mean, some of it I do.
He will be. We have a lot of volunteers that are going to be cooking meals, bringing turkeys, hams. It's the whole...
On Christmas Day.
on Christmas Day. Wow, that's very impressive.
So it's an encouraging day. We have over, 50?
Yeah.
50 plus volunteers already signed up to come and help. And so that's an encouragement as well.
And so tell us where you guys are located and what are the hours of the Christmas dinner?
The Christmas dinner is going to be at 204 South First Avenue at the community hall. And it's 12 to 3. And all are welcome to come.
So anybody can come. You can, you're not
yep.
you know, kick anybody out. So.
Nope.
204 South First Avenue, of course, the community hall, the log building that's been there for as long as Jack Parker was around here. We were talking about Jack earlier. And from 2 to 4, did you say?
2 to 3.
2 to
or, th- sorry, 12 to 3.
12 to 3. Yeah. So, and what do we expect to have on the menu?
It's going to be turkey, ham.
Green bean salad.
Green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole, sorry. mashed potatoes. We also have lots of volunteers that will be bringing just different desserts and different plates in to add to the whole meal. So it'll be definitely a cranberry. Can't forget that.
The gravy.
There'll be something for, oh, gravy.
Very traditional Christmas yes. dinner yeah. type thing. And how many people do you typically feed? Do you have a count on that, Steve?
It'll be upwards of a couple hundred.
Yeah.
And it's free, you know, we're not, it's, there's no donations, nothing. This is our way of saying thank you to the community.
Can members of the general public donate? However, if they can't be a way to actually donate their time, can you guys accept donations?
You bet. Yes, we can. I mean, that really helps.
Yeah.
It helps a lot, but we don't ask for it during this time because it's just our time to give back.
Yeah, that's. I'm getting goosebumps. That's a great thing to do on an actual Christmas afternoon. It's absolutely free, a nice warm place to go out of the weather and a nice warm meal. And to learn more about Bonner Gospel Mission, you go to bonnergospelmission.org, bonnergospelmission.org. And Steve, we have a couple minutes left. What else do you guys do during the year? Do you have other events?
No, I mean we just regular everyday life at the mission it's something new every day. You know, and I'm going to give you a quick story today.
Sure, absolutely.
I was in Walmart getting our last goodies, and a lady saw me with my cart, and she said, "You must be having a big party." So I told her where I worked and what we're having this Christmas dinner. And she reached in her pocket and handed me a $100 bill.
Wow.
Just out of the blue. And it was just like, you know, it just makes your day that people, they care.
Yeah.
And that's their way of being able to say thank you and support the mission.
And we really need to get the word out to the entire community, whether you're in Bonner's Ferry or Sandpoint area, that you guys are not only that you have this service available, but you're having this Christmas dinner on Monday at the community hall here in Sandpoint, and it's absolutely free. And it's great to have you guys on the show. I'm really impressed with what you have going on there. And where are you located other than on Christmas Day? People want to come out and find you.
762 Triangle Drive.
And so just describing where that is.
That's out kind of behind the mall in the Walmart area, out in that area.
So 762 Triangle Drive, but don't forget this Monday, Christmas Day, from 12 to 3 at the Community Center, a free Christmas dinner for anybody and everybody, no questions asked, just come on out. Guys, it's great to meet you. Steve, it's always good to have you here, and keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. That's going to be it for today here on North Idaho Thursday for Pat, our engineer, and my whole family, to your families, Merry Christmas, everybody. And till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.